comes that time again, and Paul is guessing.
Farewell tour.
What will he do? What will he do in this game?
Now, the Lene Kukua Country Game of the Week on the Midday 180.
What will he do? He do.
We play this to honor the late Lene Kukua, who was the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. And here's how it works. I'll read lyrics from three country songs. Two of the songs are true country hits, and the other song does not exist. And Paul must choose the song that's fake. He competes this week in the Kukua Farewell Tour against Michael Gilliam, who emailed us his entry to midday180 at 1045thezone.com. Michael competes to be considered for a spot in our Midday 180 Fantasy Football League if he can stump Paul today. And we hope you'll play along at home, at work, or in the car, as it is time to begin Midday 180's Lene Kukua Country Music Game of the Week. Song number one. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's going to be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, because I don't know how. I don't know how heaven could be better than this. Song number two. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still lying. She's through crying. She's not fooling now. And song number three. I remember our first date beside the quarry. Tailgate down, cooler of beer, that yellow dress you wore. You'd asked me then. I'd said we'd always be together. But in 3 short years, we traded laughter for tears. Now you don't answer my calls no more. Paul, your thoughts?
Wow, quite the selection. Quite the selection. I have a little concern with song number one. Everybody's talking about, it says. Now later, there's a cause instead of a because. But everybody's talking about would be what I would expect here, as opposed to everybody's talking about heaven. Now, I got a little new twist this year on this game, in that I'm letting some of these lesser country songs, real or fake, evoke rock and roll for me. So this song is about heaven, and it makes me think of Heaven by Bryan Adams. I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven. Heaven! Whoa, whoa, whoa! You know it. Much better than this. Now, this is not terrible. Not terrible. About love, about heaven. Song number two is an angry song. I like it. I like it. There's a lot of anger here. It's no Boy in the Bubble, but it's a direct song about anger. She's been cheated one too many times, and he's still lying. She's through crying. She's done with this. Don't fool with her. I prefer the woman writing it herself instead of it sounds like a guy writing it about the woman. That would really bring it home for me. No rock and roll reminder on this one. Number three, I remember our first date beside the quarry. Now, I do know people go to a quarry on a first date in certain places.
Oh, yeah.
A quarry is like a deep pit. What are you going to a deep pit? I mean, what's the romance of a deep pit?
Privacy.
We're gonna is that like make out point, the deep pit? Everybody goes to the quarry. Our place in high school was called The Last Resort, the place you went to park. I like The Last Resort better than the quarry.
Paul never visited.
No, I had...
Someone was going with Paul. It was The Last Resort.
Yeah, no, I had better spots than The Last Resort. I did. Tailgate down, cooler of beer. You got the beer. You got the... this is a song. It reminds me a touch of Point Blank by Springsteen, in that you're together one moment and then one moment you're not. The thrill of the chase is a dangerous, dangerous disease. There's thrill of the chase going on here, and it's trouble. Things are good, things are great, then they're not good, and they're not great. And this song has been done a much better version by Greg Kinn. We had broken up for good just an hour before. They don't write them like that anymore. And they don't write them like that anymore. They write them like this. And this is not good. Now, I'm having trouble choosing, but my gut feeling, which usually serves me incorrectly, says that number one is fake. A, because it's not terrible, and B, because of that talking about rather than talking about. Even Van Halen would say talking about. I am going to say that song number one is fake.
And I'll choose song one as the fake song of the week. Let's eliminate one song for you, Paul. Song number two, a recent guest of this show, Brooks and Dunn. Not the cheating kind. The song reached the top of the Billboard chart in 1994, becoming the duo's seventh number one single.
Is that Brooks or Dunn I'm singing with?
That's Ronnie Dunn.
Oh, she's never fooled around.
Paul's getting into this. He's liking it.
He's still lying. She's through crying. She's not fooling now.
I feel like I did tap into that one a little bit musically.
Paul goes with song number one as the fake song. Paul, song number one is Kane Brown, Heaven. Reached number one in both the U.S. and Canada, released as the fourth single from his self-titled album this past November.
Kane who?
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you.
I actually feel like I've heard that music, like shopping at H&M, and it was on the speaker system,
or in one of your periscopes.
That music sounded familiar to me. Maybe one of my periscopes.
Congratulations to Michael Gilliam, who wrote song number three.
No, Michael.
And Paul thought this was completely real. Michael, you qualify.
I do prefer the breakup song by Greg Kinn.
Real in some sense, is Rhett Bryan's songs.
And it's spectacular.
Each and every week. And here's a brand new one for you.
Am I being judged, Your Honor, based on a preponderance of evidence, or does the case against me need to convince you beyond a reasonable doubt?
No, you're not going to jail for this.
In this music game, Kakua, he fought her. She wouldn't care if he lost them all to her. Paul's gonna dance a dance or two, because you know what he's already come through. We found out with a trial on midday 180. No fake account, but he won't quit touting. Paul's hands were shaking, his heart pounding. By Judge Don Ash's ruling, this victory crowned him. Paul's not the cheating kind. He's been accused one too many times. No, Paul's sweet victory now. Paul's not lying, or it's through trying. There's no burner account.
Well done.
Rhett really Bryan. Testing the bounds of his upper register there.
Just like Ronnie Dunn.